Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Broadbent. Joining me once again is my co-host, Richie O'Leary. I think right as we hit publish on this episode, we had news break that Rutgers landed another commitment in the class of 2025 in four-star linebacker out of Snyder High School, New Jersey, DJ McCleary. He was a guy we talked about at the end of the last podcast as somebody we saw leaning towards Rutgers, or at least things were
fading. I feel like we were pretty confident on that one, and then all of a sudden, boom, it happens.
Yeah, we just, you know, it was just a matter of when, not if, it felt like, and sure enough, that's what happened. He committed to Rutgers today. We'll get into his commitment and everything that went into it, what we're getting as a player at Rutgers, and where the rest of the class stands now. But first, once again, this podcast is presented to you by Night and Day Apparel. Beat the summer with our hot one-of-a-kind products. With temperatures rising, there's no better time to refresh your wardrobe with cool and stylish summer essentials than right now. Whether you're planning a beach getaway, like Richie, picnic in the park, or simply lounging in the yard, we've got you covered. Visit our website today to explore a full range of summer essentials, from pool floats and spatulas to bathing suits and tank tops. If you use our promo code RutgersRivals, you can get 10% off your purchase, and you could use that as many times as you want. So definitely make sure to use that if you're making a purchase. Shop now and keep chopping. All right. So big time commitment, the highest rated kid in the class at this point in DJ McCleary. I think he's ranked in the top 150 somewhere. He is a 6'1", 210-pound linebacker.
Commit. Give or take.
You've seen him in person a few times. You've obviously heard a ton from, you know, people locally about this, and you've spoken to people close to him. You felt like this was leaning towards Rutgers. How did this commitment come together, first of all, before we talk about him as a player?
I'll say it probably started when Manny Diaz, former Penn State defensive coordinator, got a new job. He took over as Duke head coach, and that was his main recruiter at Penn State. And they built a very tight bond. Manny sold him on the fact that he could be this fast, all out linebacker for this Penn State defense. And then Manny ended up leaving. And end of the day, like I mentioned in a previous podcast, like Duke was actually kind of pushing a little bit to see if they could flip him, but there was really no interest. But the minute Manny Diaz left, that kind of opened the door for Rutgers. Rutgers was always like right up there for DJ. I'd argue they were, clear as day now. They were number two in the recruitment behind Penn State. But Rutgers was able to get him on campus on May 31st for their official visit. And if I'm looking at this correct, I believe that weekend they've landed 95% of those kids from that weekend. I keep getting told over and over and over again how good that weekend was. The only two they haven't landed would be Tyler Kielmeyer, who they moved on from, and Charles Bell, who they also moved on from. Oh, I'm sorry, and Maxwell Roy, who they're still pursuing. And like I mentioned, they have a shot. Probably not going to count the eggs before they hatch there. But the rest of them, they landed every other one. There was 19 kids on campus. That means 16 of them committed to Rutgers. Like, hell of a weekend. They had him on campus. They got him. They convinced him. Joe Harris-Simiak did a great job of selling him. And anytime you have your coordinator as the main recruiter for someone, it kind of tells you how they feel about him, and that means that they care a lot about this kid. They really want him.
Yep.
And Joe Harris-Simiak has always been known as a pretty damn good recruiter during his time at Minnesota. When he got to Rutgers, now he started to shy away from that because coordinators start doing more coaching than recruiting. But he's in certain cases like this one, he was all in on him. And they just kind of sold him on Rutgers. They sold him on staying home. And that was really it. And it's here we are, June 23rd, and a big flip for Rutgers.
Yeah, that visit weekend is truly unbelievable. It's going to go down as one of the most insane recruiting weekends of all time. I think they now have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 commitments just from that weekend of visits alone. 16 out of the 19 visitors. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. 16 out of the 20, maybe. But so he obviously had a great time. It's been something lingering in the back of his head. He still gave Penn State a chance, taking an official visit there on the 14th of June.
Yeah.
He came back, and it didn't sound, you know, like he was 100% committed after that visit. Mm-hmm. And I think the longer things played out, the better things looked for Rutgers. So what is Rutgers getting in DJ McCleary as a player?
So you're going to watch his tape, and you're going to be like, what the hell? This kid's playing quarterback. Oh, what the hell? This kid's playing running back. This kid's playing DB. He does everything for his high school team. Now he's coming into Rutgers strictly as a linebacker. He's probably going to be an inside linebacker. He's around 6'1" listed. I'd say he might be a little bit smaller than that, but you kind of round up when it's like.
I misspoke. His profile lists him at 6'2", 205. So he looks a little smaller than that. Yeah.
He's probably more like 6'3", like 6'1", you can say. 205 is probably about right. I'd say his playing weight last year was probably a little bit down from that. It's probably like more like 185, 190-ish. Maybe 195 on a good day, but regardless, this is just a true kind of inside linebacker. He has the frame that you can kind of add some weight to. He can kind of do a little bit of everything. He's got a nice little, he's got a nice pass rush ability to him. You definitely have to add some weight, but I say this every time you can say that for every single high school kid in the country. needs to put on some muscle now. I think he has solid speed to get to be a sideline to sideline guy, but I think his instincts have to get a little bit better. But that being said, like you can see he has all the tools, all the athletic traits that you want in a linebacker. He's quick. He can dodge traffic while getting to the quarterback or the running back or whoever's in the backfield. I just think this is a young linebacker who's still kind of learning the game. And he has the tools, and that's where it's going to be up to like a Joe Harris Simiak type, a Greg Schiano type to kind of mold him into the linebacker they want on the field.
Yeah, he's a very good offensive player at the high school level. You know, he plays quarterback for his high school, so he's basically, you know, handling the ball on every, obviously he's a quarterback, so he's handling the ball on every play, but a lot of the offense is, you know, QB runs, and he just is so good at short area you know, burst and making people miss and being able to avoid tacklers. So that's going to suit him well on the defensive side because you got to fight through the trash as a linebacker. You got to be able to avoid getting caught up, you know, by guys falling at your knees. So he's going to be predisposed to being really good at it because he is such a good offensive player in high school too. You could just tell the athleticism's off the charts for him. You know, there's a few plays of him playing defense, you know, tip drill, take it back to, for six on interception. And there wasn't anybody within like 50 yards of him by the time he was in the end zone. It was kind of wild.
His competition's really – sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. His competition is not very good, so it's hard to judge much. And then when you say I'm playing quarterback, running back, it's even harder to judge. So I did get to see him at the Under Armour camp, and I thought he looked pretty good against – and when they're a linebacker at camps, you have to go against running backs and running backs only, and you're not going against receivers. But I thought he did pretty good against in the one-on-ones against running backs. So I think he's a good coverage guy. I think – I wish he had a little bit more twitch, but I think you can kind of teach a couple of those things, a couple of those traits. But he has all the athletic traits, and that's really all you can ask for.
Yeah, I don't see him as somebody who's probably going to come in and make a day one impact because I do think – I mean, maybe if he's an early enrollee, which most guys are these days anyway, he's definitely got to add at least 20 pounds to his frame. He is pretty thin, and maybe he has, who knows, in the offseason, and he's still got a year left in college, so or in high school, I'm sorry. So he's still got room to grow, but he, like most players, is not physically where he needs to be for – a college player at the moment, which is not a slight on anybody, because almost no high school player is in the has their body in a place where they can compete against 23, 24 year old grown men who have been in a strength and conditioning program for sometimes 5-6 years. So that shouldn't surprise. But this is a guy who's got all the traits you look for in a stud linebacker, and Rutgers has shown they can really develop linebackers under Cochiano and Joe Harris-Simiak. So really excited to see what they do with this guy.
Yeah. a couple other takeaways from this. Rutgers now has an average star ranking of 3.11. That's the highest ever in the Rivals era, which dates back to 2002. Also, this is a massive win for Rutgers on the recruiting trail. Now, I know covering both sites, I get to see both sides of things. This is huge. For the most part,
passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Listen up, people. Over the years, I've learned how important hydration is in my workouts and everyday life. It's the key to helping my body move, recover, and just have a good time when I'm exercising and staying active. Things go even better when I'm well hydrated before I even start moving. Noon Hydration doesn't want you to wait to hydrate. They want you to start hydrated. Noon Sport Hydration Tablets hydrate better than water alone. Just drop them in your water, dissolve, and enjoy. They contain 5 essential electrolytes and come in crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and many more. They also have non-GMO vegan and gluten-free ingredients and only 1 gram of sugar. Noon hydrates you so you can do more, go further, and recover faster. And that means you can have a heck of a lot more fun. Since hydrated humans have the most fun, head over to shop now on noonlife.com and pick some up today so you're ready for anything, because anything can happen after noon.
Introducing the new Starbucks Pairings menu, where you can get a tall brewed coffee or tea, hot or iced, paired with a croissant starting at $5, or with a breakfast sandwich starting at $6. Because at Starbucks, we know that some things are better together. Limited time offer at participating stores. Restrictions apply. Visit starbucks.com/pairings to learn more.
You can argue Penn State has gotten anyone they've wanted over Rutgers over the past couple of cycles. This cycle, that's a kid they wanted to keep. This is a massive turn of events for Rutgers, because you're not only beating, now you're beating out Penn State, which is a big one for locally speaking in terms of New Jersey, in terms of Northeast recruiting in general. And you're probably not going to beat them out for PA kids, but if you could beat them out for NJ kids, it's huge. But you're also beating out like the Michigan States of the world, the Louisvilles of the world. I mean, we're not even talking, like we went from talking about Old Dominion and whoever it was, Temple, under the Chris Asher era, to talking about
Feels
Greg's
like a fever dream now.
Then Greg's beating out Syracuse and Boston College and maybe like a Virginia or Virginia Tech. Now they're beating everybody. Like anyone that's coming in now, there you might not beat out like Ohio State, who has a roster that apparently is compiled of $15 million this year. So you probably won't beat them out, because that is a shit ton of money. But you are going to be, you're beating out some significant schools here. Like you're beating out like I don't even know, like Penn State, Michigan State, Georgia Tech, Indiana, Illinois. I know Ohio State was looking at Josh Blackston. Like Michigan State really wanted a key win. Tariq Hare, everyone thought he was going to Maryland or Cincy. Who else am I missing? I'm missing someone else. But regardless, you get the point. Like, this is just a huge turn of events. And if they have a big season, I know I hyped it up before. If they have a big season, Pandora's box is going to be open.
Yeah, and let's not forget what Shiano was able to do by the time he left in his 1.0 era. If you look at those classes, he was landing top kids from PA. You know, you look at a Chris Muller, who is a top 100 kid in the country. He was from Boyertown. You look at J.J. Denman, you know, he was a four-star recruit out of Fairless Hills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other top guys in the area from that class, Darius Hamilton, and he could have went anywhere he wanted to. Leonte Carew obviously had, you know, one of the best careers for any skill position player in Rutgers history. Rutgers was landing guys that were well sought after by a lot of top programs and coming from out of state in some instances. So I think that is continuing, and that kind of, it took Shiano a little while to get things back to where they were previously. But I would say right now, recruiting is right where it was in the 2011 to 2012 era, with a much higher ceiling because Rutgers is now in a better conference. Rutgers is going to have a fully funded revenue share whenever that happens. Rutgers, despite what some people are saying, is in a pretty good spot right now, NIL-wise, at least from what I'm hearing. So this is just, you know, this is where things converge. And you see the winning on the field. Again, like Richie said, if they have the season that I think a lot of us expect, 8, 9, maybe even 10 wins, you're going to see that the 25 class, it's not, I wouldn't say it's going to pale in comparison to 26 and 27, but Rutgers is going to have the ears of every kid already due to the 25 class.
Yeah.
And imagine if we have a huge season too. It's just going to explode.
You get 10 wins, man, it's game over. This might be the new power in the Northeast. Like, I don't want to like jump the gun a little bit, but they're recruiting at a crazy high rate. And if you're going to do it developmentally instead of the portal, that's fine. That works. It works for some. Like, this is the way to do it. If you can't afford, portal guys are going to be twice the price of half these guys, if not more of half of these guys. So this is the correct way to do it. And then you can have the money to retain them. Then who the hell cares? You're good to go. It's going to be fun.
I think something brilliant too, that not enough people, like, Shiano is all about getting these little micro edges. And I'd say this is more than a micro edge. Mm-hmm. So obviously class sizes are no longer a thing. You take as many players as you want, but the other change that isn't being factored in is that scholarship limits soon probably won't exist either. So because they're eliminating like walk-ons and you're only allowed to have a certain amount of players, basically you're going to have, I think, up to like 105 scholarships available to you.
I've seen so many different numbers, so I don't even know what's what anymore.
So if you take classes of like 30 plus kids every year and you just kind of like break a broomstick in half and, you know, say who's the best, like whoever gets out of the room, you know, you can afford to do, and you know, in most of these classes, you're going to have half the kids wash out after 2 years anyway. That's just how recruiting goes. So if you're bringing in more, you just have a higher hit rate in terms of raw numbers, because you're using the same percentages. You're just bringing in more guys, because there's plenty of guys, I'm sure, that they would have loved to have in past classes, but they filled up, you know, they didn't have any more scholarships to give out. And sometimes those guys, the last ones in the class, or the guy you decided not to take at the very end, turn out to be the best players.
I mean, Dante Chin, last minute addition, and he's arguably on the 2 deep this year.
Yep.
Where's the rest of that freshman class?
Yeah, you look historically, just in 2.0 era, Kai Wanungai was like the last guy in the class, his recruiting class. Ron Geralt back in the day was the last guy in the class. The McCourty brothers were the last ones in a class at some point. Yeah. Like, you can just go back and look and see, sort by the commitment date. And more often than not, the last guys in the class end up being some of the biggest impact guys.
Yeah, no, this is huge for Rutgers. If they get the season, like we said, that they could have this year, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, it would just be incredible what they could do on the field. If they could do this on the field, their recruiting is just going to take off. And you think it's taking off now, it could be next level good next year. Plus, you have these new schools. You're going to be able to expand the quote-unquote state of Rutgers that Greg always talks about. I wouldn't be surprised if they dip into California for a couple offers, or the West Coast in general. I mean, it makes sense too, because that's what they did with Florida, with the Big East. You got two Florida schools. Hey, you're going to play down there like once a year at least. Hey, you're going to play probably out there once a year at least, if not more. So,
yeah. And you've seen that with every kid they've landed in terms of, you know, the last few years. Ohio, way more kids from Ohio, way more kids from Michigan, way more kids from, you know,
Indiana,
the general Midwest. And you wouldn't be getting those kids if you weren't playing those schools every year.
Which I know you probably don't have the tinfoil next to you, but conspiracy theory, UNC to the Big Ten.
Interesting. Yeah, that would certainly only help the recruiting efforts down in Tar Heel State.
I mean, they're already pretty good at it, so it just makes sense. I'm just saying. It's just Something to think about.
So we kind of emptied out most of the quote-unquote bag earlier. Is there anything else we haven't discussed in regards to DJ McCleary before we head out of here?
No, just waiting on to see what one other New Jersey linebacker is going to do. I know some people will look at his ranking and be like, yeah, he dropped out of the top 250 because he went to Rutgers. He dropped out a while ago, let's be honest. But he's still a damn good prospect. I would have liked to see him against some better competition, but the guys over there at Schneider are getting him ready. They're going to have him ready for when he needs to or when he arrives at Rutgers. On top of that, Isaac Holmes, brother, former Shiano defensive lineman, it made a lot of sense.
That's right.
Sense here. I don't even think we mentioned it, did we?
We haven't, no.
Oh, so
for those of you who don't know, his older brother is Isaac Holmes, who was a player for Shiano in the 1.0 era. In his commitment post from today, the last picture on Instagram him and Isaac. Yeah, if you want to pull that up. Back in probably, 2010, if I had to guess?
Big East. So, yeah, if I had to guess, that's probably a good one.
Yeah. For those of you who don't remember Isaac, Isaac was a 4-star defensive tackle, I believe, out of the class of 2009
or 10. I feel old.
He was in the class of 2009. That was the class with Tom Savage, where they had Savage, Danton Williams, aka Rocket Williams, who was one of the more talked about time. Recruits or talked about players because he just seemed to never get on the field until senior year. They also had Logan Ryan in that class as a 4-star, so that was a big time class. The Merrill twins, Antoine Lowry, Daron Harmon, Mohamed Sanu, Jesus, Steve Beharness, Mark Harrison,
what a class. Holy shit.
Caron Pratt, Kalal Glaude.
Caron Pratt was underrated. I liked him a lot.
So this is a class that had, at least 10 NFL players in it. So kind of
looking at Isaac Holmes' Rivals profile, I want to say Facebook for some reason. I don't know why. Look at some of these names that were assistant coaches back then. Like, this is crazy.
Can I zoom in on that?
I got you. Kyle Flood, Steve Adazio, Florida, Dave Suazo, some people might know him, Maryland, Larry Johnson, Penn State, who's currently in Ohio State, Jeff Halfley, obviously with the Packers at Pittsburgh. Like, what a group.
Yeah, that's a... It's a beefed up list of coaches there for sure.
It's kind of crazy, but yeah, I mean, hell of a get. A huge get, and you're flipping from your rivals.
Yeah, it's a pretty one-sided rivalry right now.
I know, I'm just throwing it out there.
it's such a bummer, too, because this is the best team that Rutgers has had, in my opinion, since they've been in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you don't get a chance at Penn State, which would have been a home game for us this year if the schedule would have persisted. Yeah. Can you imagine what the atmosphere would be like for, like, an important night game or an important game against Penn State? Like, say it's Halloween weekend. Penn State's coming in 6-1. Rutgers is, let's just say 6-1 as well. That would be the best environment at Rutgers probably since 2000.
Yeah. Instead, you're
8, 9, 10.
Yeah. Probably. Probably that the Arkansas game.
Arkansas was great. The Penn State 14.
That was a good one.
Atmosphere was insane too. Michigan 14 was crazy.
It's a good one.
Louisville 12 was crazy. Not many games recently, but they will be this year, I have no doubt.
Oh, without a doubt. Especially now, instead of Penn State on Halloween weekend, you get a nice weekend off, but the weekend before you get to go out to LA. So at 11 p.m.
11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. Yep. That'll be one of the more interesting watch parties for a Rutgers game I can remember.
I might have to pull something off on the East Coast over here. We could think of something.
Yeah, can you imagine going and having like an event? You don't get out until 2:30 in the morning.
Got nothing else to do.
I got nothing else to do. That's true. All right, that's all I got. We've been rambling long enough. Thanks again for listening. I think this will be the last one today.
I hope.
Good news is never a bad thing. I would never, wish for bad news, but
true.
I just hope this is the last time we're doing this today. But we do thank you guys for listening. Of course, it happened, you know, this seems to happen once every 10 pods where we stop on the recording and then something will happen. So It is what it is. But we want to thank you once again for listening for another edition of the Night Report podcast. This is Mike signing off for me and Richie. I can't even see the outro right now. Hey. So we're just signing off. We'll see you guys later.
Listen up, people. Over the years, I've learned how important hydration is in my workouts and everyday life. It's the key to helping my body move, recover, and just have a good time when I'm exercising and staying active. Things go even better when I'm well hydrated before I even start moving. Noon Hydration doesn't want you to wait to hydrate. They want you to start hydrated. Noon Sport Hydration Tablets hydrate better than water alone. Just drop them in your water, dissolve, and enjoy. They contain 5 essential electrolytes and come in crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and many more. They also have non-GMO vegan and gluten-free ingredients and only 1 gram of sugar. Noon hydrates you so you can do more, go further, and recover faster. And that means you can have a heck of a lot more fun. Since hydrated humans have the most fun, head over to shop now on noonlife.com and pick some up today so you're ready for anything, because anything can happen after noon.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.